Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Ma'aseh Sheni Daf Tesvov in the Ha'izvah, the edition, Perek Sheni, in the middle of Aloch Aleph. We're starting Daf Yudal with base towards the bottom in the two dots. The Gemara quotes the Mishnah Zeh Klal V'chulei that this is the rule. When do you say that it goes to Fi Cheshbon, meaning when Ma'aseh Sheni is mixed up, is cooked with another item? When you say it goes proportionate based on the percentage of how much Ma'aseh Sheni you have over here, and when does the Mishnah tell us you always make it 100% Ma'aseh Sheni? So the Gemara now is going to come and explain, bring a machlokes, how do you define this? Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan, Kol sheyesh bo hoitir mido hashvach lefi cheshbon. Kol sheyin bo hoitir mido hashvach lesheni. Says it depends if there's actually more quantity over here. You have Ma'aseh Sheni a certain quantity, you mix up with something else, now you have more quantity. So if there's more quantity, there's hoitir mido, there's a bigger mido over here, bigger measurement, so then you have to come and divide proportionately. But if the measurement stays the same, the only thing that you have is a little bit of a taste of the other item, so then the whole thing is Ma'aseh Sheni. So the definition is hoitir mido. Rish Lakish says, Kol shetam shvicho nikar. As long as you have the taste of the other item, hashvach lefi cheshbon. If you can taste both items, so then you do it proportionately. Kol shein tam shvicho nikar. If you can't taste it, then hashvach lesheni, and the whole thing is Ma'aseh Sheni. So the Gemara after Zohar Mudalif, Mastiso Pligal Rabbi Yochanan. Look at our Mishnah. Our Mishnah doesn't work with Rabbi Yochanan. Because what is one of the examples of our Mishnah? Iso Shemaisa Sheni She'ofio Pas. You took the dough of Ma'aseh Sheni and you baked it in the oven. You used wood for it. V'ishbicho, now there's a Shvach. Says the Mishnah, Ashvach L'Sheni. Everything goes L'Sheni. Meaning it's all Ma'aseh Sheni. But the question is, when you take a dough and you put it in the oven, it's teifach, it grows. So if I have here now a bigger item, you have here more mido. You have over here the klal of hoiser mido. So why, according to Rabbi Yochanan, you say the whole thing is Ma'aseh Sheni? You should take in consideration the wood that inflated the dough. Says the Gemara, Parsalo b'she'ein tam shvach nikar. So says the Gemara, you have to say, according to Rabbi Yochanan, that it did not inflate. The dough stayed the same size. It baked, but it did not grow. It stayed the same size as before, so therefore there's no more mido, and that's why you don't take into consideration the wood. Just to point out that the Lashon Tam Shvachor is not so meduic according to this, because it should say the Ein Bo Yotir Mido, Ein Bo Mido Nikaris. Continues the Gemara, Masiso Pligal Rabbi Yochanan. I have another problem with Rabbi Yochanan. It says, Dog, Yishniz Bashlu Ima Kafalutois, you cooked fish with the vegetables, Ma'aseh Sheni. So then, v'yishbichu ashvach lefi cheshbon, and now it became more shvach. So you go based on the cheshbon. The Gemara instead, right now, what did you do? You cooked the fish with the vegetables. You removed the vegetables, and now you have the taste of the vegetables in the fish. You see, you go based on the cheshbon. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, you go based on the taste. You go only if there's a hoisir mido, only if there's is more quantity over here. Here, the fish did not grow. We're talking about that he put the vegetables together in the dish with the fish. He's not removing the vegetables. He's now you have more quantity. Before it was fish, now it's fish and vegetables. So therefore, you go to fi cheshbon. So the Rabbi Yochanan comes to explain a little bit more. By hagatz, think to yourself, if you would cook the fish on its own, he cooked the vegetable on its own, and then he mixed it up. Klum yesh bedogim ela tam kaflutois, u bekaflutois ela tam dogim. So all you have over here, there, and there is a taste. Meaning you could separate now easily the fish from the vegetables the same you put them together. So if you could separate the fish from the vegetables, so according to Rabbi Yochanan, in that case, you will not say that you go lefi cheshbon. And then the vegetables will be 100% Ma'aseh Sheni, and the fish will be fish. According to one of the Gersaris over here, you take away this sentence, Klum yesh bedogim el tam kaflutois, kaflutois el tam dogim. And all we have is the first sentence that is saying, if you do each one on its own, you're mixed up, so then it makes sense, you can separate it easily. So of course, there's no mixture. The mixture is only if you actually have an additional quantity, and that's what we explain according to Rabbi Yochanan. Here's the Gemara, it says, Mastisim pligah Rabbi Yochanan, you have another problem with Rabbi Yochanan. Haisho shesholo michaverto tavlin umayim umelach li soso. A woman borrowed from her friend spices, water, and salt for her dough. Harel kirag lishtem, regarding eruv tchumim, who is the owner of this dough? They're both owners. The owner of the flour, and then the one that she borrowed from the water, the salt, the spices, is also an owner. And nafkamina regarding eruv tchumim, always the dough goes based on the owner. So here you have both owners, you have to go based on the tchum of both. If they each one did an eruv to another direction. So you see over here, that even though there's no additional quantity, the dough is the same. The fact you put in spices into it didn't add to the midah of it. According to Rabbi Yochanan, only when you have a midah, an additional midah, then you go and take the cheshbon of the tavlin. So why by tchumim you say the kiraglish name? Says the Gemara, but tchumim also midah sadin. Says the Gemara, no, tchumim is different. Tchumim you go based on midah sadin, meaning based on dini mominus. Regarding dini mominus, if I have two partners, one owns the dough and one owns the salt, so they consider to be partners in the dough. So therefore, by tchumim, you consider to be that the salt is another entity, and you have to take that into account for tchum, because tchumim goes based on dini mominus. But here in our mesechta, we're not talking about dini mominus. We're talking about dini isurim. By isurim, then you go based on mido according to Rabbi Yochanan. Continues the Gemara Mudbeis and says, "Teida lechashuken." I'll bring you a raya. This is the way. The Talmud Amin we learned over there b'shem Avchizdo v'lo yadini min Shmuel imin masniso. We learned from Avchizdo. We don't know if it was a Shmuel that he heard or was a Brisa that he heard. What was the source of Avchizdo? But what did Avchizdo tell us? Afilu eitzim. Even if you have the wood that you baked the dough belongs to another person, you have to take into account for eruv tchumim. Says more Savran and Meimar. It's over pasha to say eitzim mamish. Of course, eitzim doesn't have anything in the dough. So why here you take into account? There's no taste of the wood in the dough, and there's no midah of the wood in the dough. So why are you taking into account? You see, from here you go based on dini mominus, and dini mominus, the one who brought the wood, is also a shutaf in the dough. So one must simply go Rabbi Lakish. So still, we got questions on Rabbi Yochanan. Now we're bringing a mishnah against Rabbi Lakish. Tavshil shemaisa sheni shetiv loy betavlin shechulin ashrach l'sheni. So you have a dish of maaser sheni. Put in it a spice of chulin, so you say it's fully maaser sheni. Why? You do have the taste of the chulin. And according to the shlokish, you go based on taste. Elama, because you don't have an extra mido, you don't have extra quantity, so you say everything is maaser sheni. That goes according to Rabbi Yochanan. Now according to the shlokish, what will the shlokish answer? Now we're going to use the gears of Reb Chaim. According to Reb Chaim, we're just continuing the brisa. The next sentence is the ending of the brisa. It has nothing to do with our sugya, but we just brought it to conclude the brisa. And the Brisa says over there, "Tavshli shechulim, shetiv lebetavlin shemaisa sheni." You have a dish of chulin. You put into it a spice of maisa sheni. Lo yotzu maisa sheni midei pidyoner. Maisa sheni is not redeemed. Why? Why can you redeem maisa sheni? Because it ain't mamish. It's only a spice. So to come and redeem that spice, you can't do. So what you have to do, we have to take this entire dish to Yerushalayim because there's maisa sheni mixed in it, but you can't redeem that maisa sheni. But the Gemara is focused now on the reish of the brisa, the beginning that tells us that if you have maaser sheni with a spice of chulin, it's all 100% maaser sheni. Why is that so? So says the Gemara, Aldai de Rabbi Yochanan, good Rabbi Yochanan is very clear why. You have to go based on extra quantity. You don't have extra quantity, only taste. So therefore, it's 100% maaser sheni. But what about Reish Lakish? Aldai de Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, v'yesham tam shvocho nika. You have to say, according to Reish Lakish, that you need to have a very clear taste of the other item. Here we're talking about that the spice did not add so much taste. Just add a little bit of taste. So if it's not a very nikardik taste, then Reish Lakish will agree that you don't go based on cheshbon, it's 100% maaser sheni, because you don't really feel the taste of the spice. With this we conclude, Yerushalmi maaser sheni daf tesvov.